attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay, so.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some eggs.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, yeah, put this in your mouth. No, don't. The National Research Council warning everybody not to listen to the Archies. All right, okay. Hey, super done.
Can you hear that? I'm sorry. Hold on. That's my phone.
Oh,
hold on.
Good.
Oh, you like that?
Sweet. Yeah, no, that's a great way to start the show, Super Don. Sing it. Yeah, you are channeling the National Research Council recommendations. This is big news here. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple hours of broadcast healing through Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com, and GCN. And all our wonderful affiliates around planet Earth, wherever you are an affiliate. We appreciate you. By the way, you can call in. Yes, the number seems to be working today. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Sugar. Yes, that is the topic.
Oh, honey, honey.
Oh, honey, honey. Well, it's not so much honey, except the honey from China ain't honey. Man. No. National Research Council recommends that people consume no more than 25% of their daily calories from added sugars in a study published in Nature Communications. Now, this is gaining major media coverage. This is not new for longtime Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. Basically, we're finding out that, or they're finding out that, consuming added sugars such as those found in candy may prove toxic. They use the word toxic. Yeah,
wow.
Even within the recommended dietary limits for humans. So even what we recommend is toxic. The experts, that's right. That's why you never listen to an expert, especially if they're sanctioned by the government.
That's right. Now, and if they have a degree, correct?
Thank you very much. Yes, degrees, not necessary here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I mean, we appreciate them as long as you don't abandon the sense that God may have given you. Like a lot of folks that get degrees do, then not impressed at all. But this is a huge study because it basically acknowledges what we've been saying here for years, what I discovered in my own life, having grown up on refined foods, sugar from a box, sugar from a cereal, right? This is what it is. It ain't food. It's refined sugar. Now, I've talked also about the fact that there is a distinction or difference between sugar from a plant that is whole and unprocessed and unrefined, and that which is taken from the plant, and then you extract all of the minerals from it and leave only, for instance, the sucrose. Or in the case of corn farmers that are subsidized heavily by the government, a.k.a. the American taxpayer, Bubus americanus, who's still participating in that system, you then develop something as dangerous as crack cocaine for kids, which is high fructose corn syrup, HFCS.
Okay. I love that analogy.
what was the analogy?
Crack cocaine for kids. That's great.
Yeah, but no, now I'm validated. What I've been saying, people say, you're exaggerating, Robert. You're just doing that for effect. No, I'm not. It's true now. Because it's highly addictive. Isn't crack cocaine highly addictive? It is highly toxic. Yes. That's what they're acknowledging here with these sugars. And what they're finding out, even at low levels, consistently introduced to the body, you are reducing your lifespan and increasing mortality at every and any age. Also, men, you're impacting your ability to do what men like to do. All right, no comment from the peanut gallery.
Oh, well, okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you're actually precipitating some embarrassment, men, so cut the sugar. Now, one common criticism of animal studies, this is what, you know, part of the story here, is that they look at doses that they say are irrelevant to the human condition, which makes them let's say, difficult to translate. And we've covered that even. The rat studies, are they really relevant?
Relevant.
Little
yes.
Audio dyslexia here. First, this is what the study author, James Roth, he's a doctoral graduate from the University of Utah. And this is what he told Fox News. But they wanted to pick something relevant to human health. So that's what's intriguing about this story. Because, you know, a lot of the studies, Superdome, this is true, they overdose the rats to show, you know, prove a point.
You know what, and they do. But you know what, Robert, on the other side of that extreme, I love how they like to come up with irrelevant levels or low levels that you don't have to worry about. But anybody who knows anything about how this works knows that you can have parts per million of things that are going to have effects on your body. They're going
Where did
to
you
cause
learn
disease.
This?
They're going to cause illness.
Where did you learn such nonsense, Superdon?
You know, I
like
listen to this show, and there's this talk show radio host that I really like a lot.
All right. Well, I hope it might be me, but here's...
It's you. It is you.
Oh, it's me.
Not Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, trying to make me feel good. All right, here we go. This is interesting here because you're right. It's true, even at low levels. Of course, what I was bringing up is the devil's advocate argument that people will say about these studies. Well, it's not really relevant because you're just overdosing the rat. So what they've decided to do was an equivocation here to give low levels. So they're not even looking for it. Let's see how much sugar kills them. We're just going to put a little bit in there into a normal diet, normal life, whatever, see what happens. And they were stunned, I say, to find out that after 26 weeks, one group of mice was fed a mixture of otherwise healthy food comprised of 25% added sugars, while the control group of mice ate the same mixture of food with no added sugar. So we're talking about, think about it, the average human, maybe a quarter of their calories coming from sugar. I don't think I'm exaggerating much.
Yeah,
but they consume
four or five sodas a day, right?
Yeah, probably even more than 25%. But both of these groups consume roughly the same number of calories. So they weren't cheating on giving one group more calories. They really did a good design here. Then, after this, the mice were released into a mouse barn designed to be similar to a natural environment or habitat. And they observed the mice for an additional 32 weeks, which is comprised of the remainder of their lifespans. And during this time, They used some technology to, you know, basically track the levels of things, how the mice were doing, this kind of thing. But according to Ruff, the factors that make up what they call a Darwinian measure of the animal and its fitness. We're not Darwin fans here, don't get me wrong, but I understand the survival. They're studying survival, right? Here's what we have here. And this is, I know it's, don't glaze over your eyes because this is important because it means that if you're consuming the average standard American Western diet, you, my friends, are a laboratory rat. Now, we're just here to reveal what is happening to you or your friends or loved ones that are consuming that diet. Maybe you've abandoned it because you read natural news. Go to naturalnews.com. If you're not getting your news from there, you're not getting your news. Or you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, then you already know. By the way, Jerry Doyle has invited me back on his show this evening. We're going to cover this very story. JD is going to be there. He's going to be cool. Now, overall, listen to this. Nearly twice as many female sugar-fed mice died within 32 weeks when compared to the control mice. Double the mortality rate. Again, this is just eating a quarter of their calories from refined added sugars versus not. Additionally, here's the men, pay attention. Sugar-fed mice produced 25% fewer offspring compared to control mice. Again, that's the male thing, right? You want to live and procreate. And they also gained 26% fewer territory. So their ability to dominate their environment was significantly weakened just by having 25% of their calories coming in from refined added sugars. Even though this is really cool here. I mean, it's cool not for the mice, not for the humans, but it's cool to know that they passed the physicals. The mice that were fed sugar didn't look different than the control animals. In fact, they found really no major differences in terms of rates of obesity, fasting insulin, glucose, or triglyceride levels. So you're going, wait a second, this makes no sense. You think you'd have these rats that are diabetic already? No, because it's a chronic accumulation. And over that time span of that test, it wasn't long enough, but it was long enough to reduce lifespan, to limit procreation, and to turn men into effeminate women men. Girly men. Girly mice.
Girly men. Don't be a girly man.
So I don't know what motivates you out there listening in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience or maybe your friends or family members. Talk to the men out there that continue to insist on eating a standard American diet. Tell them that they're turning themselves into girly men. Maybe that will do it. I don't know. But they did say this, that both the male and female sugar-fed mice experienced higher levels of cholesterol, Female sugar-fed mice experienced an impaired ability to clear glucose from their blood, so they were more susceptible more quickly. So here we have an idea. This is the idea. I want you to just transpose that onto the standard American diet and recognize that the medical community is ill-equipped to detect the things, and that's what they're saying here. They basically look the same, just like an ear of corn that is grown organically, that is non-GMO, and an ear of corn that has glyphosate and genetically modified Monsanto stuff in it. They might visually, to the human naked eye, look the same, but they are not. And the same thing about the health of the human subsisting on refined, boxed foods, added sugared foods. They may look like humans, but they're not the same. And this is the point I've been telling you for as long as I've been in radio. I was the canary in the coal mine. I was ill from the first years of my life right through 24 years of age before I made this leap and went organic and limited my exposure to these refined, prepackaged foods. Went organic, cleaned up my liver, detoxified, and did all the supplements that I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So there is a way out of this mess, this morass, this sugar that is no longer sugar. You refine the minerals out of these sugars, you now have a dangerous, toxic poison, and they are finally getting it. The science is catching up to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I am all for it. I'm happy. Welcome aboard. The water is warm, and it's free of added sugar. Now, where do we go from here? We're going to have to detoxify. And we're going to also have to recognize it's not just the added sugars, but there's an article here I have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Scientists officially link processed foods to autoimmune disease.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome to the party.
Yeah. Have I been saying this once or twice over the years?
I think I recall it once or twice. Yeah.
A team of scientists from Yale University, Yale, of all places, said that microwave meals, processed foods, you know, going to the fast food restaurant, increasing autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis, MS, alopecia, asthma, and eczema. Again, not new for us here. Maybe new to listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're just joining us for the first time this week as we co-brand the show with naturalnews.com, thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and Natural News and GCN. And you can find it all everywhere, all over the world. And right at robertscottbell.com, where the notes are posted. We're going to talk a little bit more about autoimmune diseases and vaccinations and the fact that the Hep B vaccine has been banned in one country. Is it the United States? We'll let you know after this break. Thanks for being here. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health there for. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're rocking the sugary health world today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends, one and all, those listening. I know some folks are struggling, so help them out, because we've been broadcast streaming through naturalnewsradio.com exclusively for the last couple of years plus, and now we've transitioned, and you can still find it at naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com, but there's a separate pop-out player, so tell your friends, for the Robert Scott Bell Show that hooks up to the GCN player, and you can go to gcnlive.com as well. We have it linked up through TalkStream Live. If you go to robertscottbell.com, that is the place to find the show. All right? Now, there is a toll-free number we're still working on. Again, the first week combined with GCN, we're going to work some bugs out. We recognize that. But if you'd like to, don't give up. Keep trying in. We've got 866-939-BELL. We're working
just
on that.
Don't use any pesticide on those bugs.
No pesticides on the bugs.
No pesticides,
if you want,
no.
If you want, though, you can use Dilimini, which is the orange TKO, which
yes.
We'll see Bill Tufts in Las Vegas September 6th, 7th, and 8th at the American Naturopathic Medical Association. I'll be keynoting that. And by the way, if you're anywhere near Las Vegas at that weekend, come on down to the ANMA show. If you mention Robert Scott Bell, you'll get in for free, and you don't have
free.
To be a naturopath. Yeah, that's way cool. And then the following, weekend, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we talked to Chris Wark yesterday live on the air. And that's Chris Beat Cancer. He'll be with me and Ty Bollinger and other. And by the way, it's Outside the Box Wednesday! Ty Bollinger
yes, it is.
Going. That's right. That's going to be fun. And so we've got that coming up next hour. But we'll be together in Atlanta. Go to healingstrong.com. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, I was talking about the, a vaccine I want to talk about being banned. But before I fully dive into that, this other story, again, confirming the things that I've been covering for years here. The Canadian Medical Association Journal sent out an international team of researchers to compare the salt content. See, we're talking sugar, now we're on to salt. Of 2,124 items from fast food establishments like Burger King, Domino's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, found that the average salt content varied, of course, but different countries even varied. And we've talked about, in fact, that certain companies will use GMO ingredients in U.S. but not in Europe, things like that. But the salt-laden content of U.S. fast foods usually double other countries. Now, the problem is not salt. I've said this before, just as I said, the problem is not purely sugar. It's pure sugar. The problem is not purely salt. It's pure salt. What is pure salt? It's salt that is refined. It's no longer salt in the truest sense of a food, if you consider salt a food, because they've refined all of the minerals out of it. So if you're going to use salt, you want to go for a Celtic sea salt or the real salt. The salt's coming from ancient mineral beds that are millions of years old, that have 80 to 90 essential elements already in them, along with the sodium chloride, which, yes, are major components. But when all of the other elements are taken out, now it acts as another brand of crack cocaine, like the sugar that's refined all the minerals out, like the chromium that's gone. And I've told you so many times, the GTF chromium here, the food-grown variety that we talk about, is able at 100 micrograms three times a day. That's 100 micrograms three times a day. We've seen it reverse hypoglycemia and type 2 diabetes regularly. Not because you get lucky, but because you're bringing in a mineral that is gone from your body, basically. And that is so critical for the use of, let's say, the sugars and transport of those sugars from the blood into and out of the cells, the fat, etc. And so this is a big thing. But with the salt now issue, as they're referencing here, refined salt, it actually says it, Super Don, refined salt causes autoimmune disease.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing that's been missing for so long, is they always leave that out. They just say salt, you know,
exactly.
Like there's only one salt, right?
It's absolutely irresponsible. Absolutely irresponsible. But that's the way mainstream reporters work. They blanket everything. And, you know, to Jerry Doyle's credit, and I'll talk about this with him, I know, because he's on this, he knows, they never make the distinction. And this is a dangerous precedent, because you could end up cutting out something you need because you have just been told it's all bad, just like they say cholesterol is bad. But then they try to present to you that, well, part of it's good. The HDL is good. The LDL is bad. No, none of it's bad. It's there. It's designed by God. It's there to protect you. It's there to keep you young, to be your vital precursor to your hormones. It's there to keep your brain and nervous system functioning well into old age, so you have no Alzheimer's. So if you're on a statin,
what are you talking about, Robert Scott Bell? What are you talking about? Cholesterol's bad.
Yeah, no, it's not. This is, listen, if you want FDA-approved radio, you go somewhere else. This is where we let you know the truth based on the facts and not the lies and even the half-truths that they'll sometimes relate. So, again, kudos to them on this article. And we have it linked up, as I said, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, a Yale University study. And they said that this refined salt is impacting T helper cells, and so that it actually is stimulating autoimmunity. Why? I've said this before. I'll tell you again. When you introduce refined substances that have no place in the human or animal diet, the body just doesn't know really what to do with them in that form. So it's going to corrupt cellular metabolism. And I'll go more into that. It relates to a story I wanted to get to, but I'm going to have to wait. It's going to be a cliffhanger. Which vaccine was just banned by a major country on planet Earth? Major league news for babies coming into this world, where you might want to birth them based on this information. So stand by for more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
David, we're on. Yeah, we're still on, even though I covered the fact that refined sugar, refined salt, not good for you. Well, that could have been actually two segments worth of a moment of duh. Moments of duh. Major moments of duh. But we didn't even need to intro it. It was so big. And, of course, it's getting a lot of mainstream media play here, and I'm happy. Anything that's going to help folks out there is good. We just happen to be 10 to 20, sometimes 30 years ahead of where the mainstream media is. I can't help that. In fact, I don't want to. That's what we like to be and like to do. Now, where is the safest place to have a baby if, I say this if you're going to have a hospital birth? I know there are going to be some people upset with this. I mean, I don't want babies being born in hospitals unless it's really, truly an emergency. But where should you go to birth your baby if you're going to use a hospital? And here it is. We declared a United Nations police action against this company. No, there was not a declaration of war. It's called Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Why do I say that? Go to have a hospital birth in Vietnam because they are pulling the plug on hepatitis B vaccines for infants.
Wow.
Yeah, this is huge. The Vietnamese health department is coming out and ending the use of Hep B vaccines throughout the entire country of Vietnam. Why? Because three different families lost their babies after these precious young ones were basically shot up with the standard so-called proven hepatitis B vaccines. Three babies died on July 20th in the central province of Quang Tri. The cause of their death is listed as simply anaphylactic shock following the Hep B vaccination. Now, it's hard to promote vaccines when you have three babies in that same day dying after receiving the Hep B shot. And to their credit, the Vietnamese health department decided to pull the Hep B vaccines altogether. And this, you know, this is something that if you step back and look at it, the insanity of injecting any infant with a vaccine that has no immune system except for humoral immunity, that is immunity from mom. They don't have, you know, the idea of vaccines is to artificially stimulate antibody response via injection of antigens along with other horrible things. And there is no baby on planet Earth that has the ability to respond or react to do that. It just doesn't exist, yet it doesn't matter to these dumb doctors, these stupid PhD Doug Reed medical researchers who insist that, yes, we must give the Hep B vaccine because we don't know when these babies are just going to turn around and start using intravenous drugs and sharing needles with one another.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you make a joke of it. I mean, it's sarcasm, obviously, but, you know, I mean, that's a horrible thing. That's a horrible thing to have your child die from that. And, you know, the question that I just keep asking myself is why is it do we keep reading these stories, reading these news reports from foreign countries that are getting it? Now, the answer is obvious. I mean, you know, it's almost a devil's advocate question that I'm asking. But it's so tiring to see all of these countries. I mean, come on. We are the United States of America. Vietnam is getting it before we do?
Well, the reason is their national religion is, I think, Buddhism.
Buddhism.
And ours, and ours is modern medicine.
Modern medicine. That's correct.
That is why. You know, they're not as beholden to the interest. I mean, it doesn't mean they're not impacted at all. We know they are. But this is a significant case of respond accordingly. You see children dying from vaccines. You don't double down and triple down on vaccines. That's what they do here. They attack Jenny McCarthy simply because she is a child who was negatively impacted by a vaccine. And she acknowledges it. The fact that she is a mom that says it is enough to say she shouldn't have freedom of speech rights at all and she shouldn't be on The View. Which, by the way, I hear she is. And all of the crying from the quackbusters of the world did not stop it from happening.
No, but Don't mess with Jenny McCarthy.
Now, there are a lot of ways to address this. By the way, you know, not many infants are going to sneak away from mom to get a tattoo with a dirty needle either. So the arguments for giving a Hep B vaccine, nonsense. Besides the fact that we know of ways to address, let's say, liver inflammation, including homeopathic liver remedies that we talk about every Friday with Dr. Frank King when we do the Healing Revolution together. And you can do homeopathic liver drainage remedies like Bryonia alba, also Nux vomica and Chelidonium, which is the celandine plant in homeopathic form. You can give those to babies. If they have jaundice, you can do that. And it's quite extraordinary how they'll rebound with even a dose of Bryonia, homeopathic Bryonia. Incredible. But they don't incorporate that. They won't integrate that in hospitals because it's all about drugs and poison. And that's why do not have your baby in a hospital unless you deem it absolutely necessary for a lot more reasons than just that. Now, FDA approves drugs, do they not? They say they're safe and effective. That's why they approve them. Well, it turns out they are so safe and effective that nine different categories of pharmaceutical drugs are linked to chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome. Anybody out there a little bit tired? This article also on naturalnews.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan Benson, staff writer over there, did a great job on this one, listing nine different blood pressure medication number one on the list. Millions of people taking these Prinivil, Zestril, Lasix, to ease the so-called burden to the cardiovascular system, lower blood pressure.
Lasix. I actually know somebody right now that's taking Lasix is because they've got edema, and Lasix is supposed to be a diuretic and you know, remove the water.
Yep. And like all drugs, in this one in particular, impacting the nervous system negatively, depletes the body of vitamins and nutrients needed to produce energy. Again, much like the food that doesn't have the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals because it's been refined out, leading to chronic disease and even autoimmunity. That is the key. You see the theme running through this, but your medical reporters in the mainstream news will still promote vaccination as if it's a vitamin. Now, the next category is not a stranger to most Americans. I say this because I think it's a ridiculous quantity number. If you're over 40, 45, 50, and you're not on a statin drug, hey, congratulations. I'm with you. Never go on them. Statin drugs, systemic inflammation. They take statin drugs to artificially lower cholesterol levels, but major side effect, it not only inhibits muscle growth, but it inhibits the production of mitochondrial energy in the mitochondria. So if you take the statins and you're not on massive quantities of CoQ10, you're in trouble, but I would say remove the statins from your equation altogether. But they also are commonly linked to chronic fatigue syndrome. So these are drug-induced diseases, drug-induced chronic degradation diseases. Benzodiazepines for anxiety. The benzodiazepines, they sedate patients all the time. They use them to treat depression, insomnia, muscle spasms, but they elicit like a sedative type effect. Drowsiness, and the more you are dependent upon it, the more tolerance you build up, the more you have to use it, the more you'll have a lack of energy on a chronic basis. So you get chronic fatigue. Again, not caused by the Epstein-Barr virus, but caused by the FDA virus, right? The FDA virus is any drug approved by them. What about the proton pump inhibiting drugs? You got to love those. You don't want stomach acid, do you? You don't want to digest your food. Proton pump inhibiting drugs, PPIs, Prevacid, Prilosec, the purple pill, Nexium, they will deplete magnesium. Without magnesium, good luck having muscle energy at all. Extreme weakness and fatigue without magnesium. And, of course, constipation. And when they stop digestion, Super Don, where do you expect you're going to get vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals from? Well, my digestive system has been shut down by a drug.
Flintstone vitamins.
But yes, let's take pharmaceutical vitamins with food coloring and aspartame. That's the answer. You know, and I'm not into licenses, but I would almost say that, you know, parents that give this stuff to their kids need a license to prevent them from becoming parents. Oh, man. But anyway, antihistamines, another category. I knew these. I was on every antihistamine that they had. They threw at me because I was the poster boy for allergies. That's right, little RSB. Poster boy for allergies until I learned to clean up my diet, clean up my liver, heal my digestive system, right? Take the probiotics that we do here. The antihistamines, of course, they stop histaminic responses, over-histaminic responses in allergies. You talk about Claritin and Zyrtec now. We used to have Benadryl, but it's gotten much worse. These are very liver-toxic drugs, and they induce tiredness and drowsiness, which can develop over time into, guess what, chronic fatigue. I, as a kid, had no energy. A lot of times I was just fatigued. I couldn't move. I couldn't wake up. I was like, what? I'm a kid. I should be running around, bouncing off the walls. But then, of course, they would have diagnosed me with that other made-up disease, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
That's right. And, and I'll bet you maybe one of those drugs might be on this list, too, wouldn't you say?
Now we get into those. In fact, antipsychotics, antidepressants, all related here. They use these for behavioral disorders that are, in my opinion, nutritional deficiencies or sugar proficiencies, including additives, preservatives, colorings, especially hyperstimulating the nerves. But bipolar disorders, they're using things like Abilify now, Risperidone. These are really toxic, powerful depressants.
You know, and the thing, Robert, about Abilify, if I could just jump in real quick.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
The thing about Abilify that I have discovered is that, I mean, Abilify is not even like an antidepressant or it's not even like just it's like a, here's steroids for your already existing drug.
Yes.
It's supposed to boost your antidepressant stuff when you take the Abilify. But if you listen really closely when they're describing about how it works, they use words like, supposedly does this.
Right, supposedly.
Or allegedly does this.
Soften it.
They don't even know why it works or how it's working or what it's doing.
Yeah, the only thing they're going to soften is your survivability in this case.
And
by the way, you know, we want the opposite to occur. Instead of like what you're talking about, amplifying the drug effect, we'd like to amplify your minerals, amplify your vitamins, amplify all your antioxidants. And the way we've learned recently to do that is to use the stabilized redox signaling molecules that we get from ASEA. And if you go to rdxnatural.com, the links are in the show notes. There's a great banner there. Just click on the link. And this is a stunning, simple thing you can take every day to make everything that you're already doing to counteract the dunderheaded stupidity of Western medicine and all the environmental polluters out there. And you can activate and activate and hyperactivate in a positive, powerful way your antioxidants with the rdxnatural.com. Go to that and you'll see it there. Also, you want energy? Oxygenate. OxyRSV.com. All the things, the critical four tools that I use. In fact, I have a question of the day I may get to in a little while that relates to somebody using the OxyRSV.com, Mr. Oxygen Ed McCabe. Now, antidepressants also are leading to chronic fatigue. It should be no surprise. Prozac, Zoloft, they basically work with brain neurotransmitters like serotonin, norepinephrine, and they obstruct natural hormone levels, which again leads to, guess what, chronic fatigue. And a couple of more here, incredible, antibiotics. If you've been on an antibiotic and you had no energy, there's a reason. They wipe out your immune system by destroying the good bacteria, too. They cause and trigger more inflammation within the gut, which takes your energy elsewhere and creates chronic fatigue, along with diuretics. So that's it. We got healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, in fact, I mean, we might get some political healing going on here. Government, they don't like the Internet. We may get to that, but... I've got to give you some more options to get well and stay well. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to naturalnews.com, GCN, and everybody else in between. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
All right, we're back, and it's time for a question of the day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you'd like to call and be on the air live between 3 and 5 in the afternoon Eastern Time, the number 855-362-7458. We just tested it. It is working. If you'd like to be part of the show, we've got Ty Bollinger. It's Outside the Box Wednesday joining me, and we've got lots to cover with him. But 855-362-7458 is the number for now. Now, here's a question of the day coming from Brian. He says, hello, Robert. Love your show. My question is regarding my mother, Annette. She is 72 and a smoker and is committed to stopping today, but she just had a CAT scan, and the results indicated a mass on the top of her right lung. The doctor did not even talk to my mom, but had his nurse tell her, of which provided very little information about it. Also, the nurse said she had a nodule on her thyroid. No more info on that. She has been losing weight, currently 5'4 and 101 pounds. I was hoping you might be able to share with me as to what sort of homeopathic remedy she should follow or use. I'm thinking of Mr. Oxygen for her detox and flood her body with oxygen, and not sure about the thyroid. I myself have just started using the OxyLift, OxyEarth, and Super OxyFlush. We live in Colorado and appreciate your thoughts. God bless, Brian. Nice. Hey, Brian, thanks, man, for the question. Yeah, I love Mr. Oxygen stuff, but we had a great testimonial coming in for someone who is visiting your state of Colorado, going to high altitude and was using the OxyLift and never had such an experience without having major altitude sickness. But remember the way to use the OxyLift. We've covered it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you can get the book Flood Your Body with Oxygen, which would help as well. Now, we've covered also a big story about the fact that the cancer docs have blown it on cancer, that most of these cancers are self-limiting or not even cancers. And so that immediately jumping into surgery, unless you're dealing with a life or death situation tomorrow, you may not want to jump into that. Even radiation, which can actually weaken the immune system and make cancer proliferate even more or recur even bigger. And same thing with chemo. We've talked about oxygenating the lungs, yes, OxyLift and the different oxygen products you're talking about. I've talked about using silver hydrosol in a nebulizer to bring oxygen in there. We've talked about neutralizing it with baking soda. Of course, that's a lavage. That's a very intensive kind of therapy. It's not something you can do at home, but it's another consideration. And there are homeopathic medicines that work for the lungs, including Bryonia alba, which works for the lungs and the liver. Now, when you're talking about healing cancer, we've got to talk about sulfur as a great medicine or remedy. But remember, when you take the oxysulfur, you try to take it every 12 hours. And as far as some of the other things that you do with alkalizing the body, there's the oxy alkali drops. And you want to take that separate from the time you take the oxy lift, because one is more alkaline, one is more acidic. So you got to routine these things in. But we'll get Mr. Oxygen on to talk more about it. But there are homeopathic medicines that are available through kingbio.com. And you can just call them and say, they can't tell you that they're treating cancer. Don't believe, yeah, they won't do that because this is an FDA police state that we're in. But the reality is, there are lung remedies that will work for your lungs no matter what you're dealing with. COPD issues. We use lobelia tincture. taking a tincture of lobelia, dropping it into a large glass of water, and sipping on the water over the course of a couple of hours every day. Not overdosing on lobelia, a little bit at a time. These are things that can help as well. Also, increasing your selenium levels. Food-grown selenium is everything when it comes to stopping and reversing cancer. This is known by the scientific community. This is not new news, except freedom of speech doesn't exist. I don't sell selenium, so I'm telling you my opinion here. Take it for what it's worth, and it's worth a lot if you've tapped in and tried it, as we've heard so many people over the years here. So it's a very big issue when you're dealing with a mom who's smoking. And if your mom continues to smoke, please switch her over to organic, non-GMO tobacco cigarettes. Yes, it makes a difference. Because what people are smoking ain't tobacco anymore. It's the least of the ingredients in a traditional tobacco cigarette that's no longer traditional. And so you're smoking a chemical, you know what, storm. And that's a big, big problem. I shouldn't say it because
I don't know what you mean, Robert.
You don't know what I mean? No.
Oh, okay.
I can't go further with that. Listen, robertscottbell.com is the website. We link out to all of our sponsors as well. Just click the links. We appreciate them from time to time. We'll do some interviews to give you some more background and how to use it, why to use it, all of that. But I am just asking you nicely, very kindly, that this information is given freely to you, but we're supported by those who make it possible. And that's why this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty is not actually free, even though it feels like it is. We work very hard to bring it to you, and those folks that support us, including Mike Adams, the health ranger at Natural News. And you can get the Sovereign Silver from there as well at their store. Lots of cool stuff to go. It's Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and so much more. And we'll tell you about a new ebook, TMB and RSB. That's us, that we've written for you. And that is, in fact, free. The Power to Heal is Yours. That's where you can get it, thepowertohealisyours.com. We'll talk to Ty about a whole host of topics. They're in the show notes. Check them out now. We're taking a break, and we'll be back after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.